home and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hallucinate, disaggregate, mediate, alleviate, try not to hate, love your mind.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I love that video from NXS. That's a great song. We're doing a one-hour town hall on the radio here with Mayor D.C. Reeves, by the way. This interview slash segment slash whatever you call it is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with the legacy Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Text your questions at 437-1620. I will get to as many of them as we possibly can. Question next for you. By the way, Mayor, welcome back. Good to have you, sir. Thank you for doing this. We do it about once a quarter.
Yeah. Always enjoy it.
The Grand Hotel. You know what? You need to come up with the top 10 things people ask you about that are actually very easy to answer and explain, but really aren't even your job at all. Yeah. And I think this has got to be in that category, but you're still trying. So Grand Hotel, where are we at?
Yeah, so Grand Hotel, actually, I think I have a meeting this week with another potential buyer. This is probably my fourth or fifth.
Okay.
And I always point this out. The government does not control the future of someone else's property. So understand, this property is not owned by the city.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to code. They continue to air condition the building, in fact. They're not even required to do that. If there were missing windows or it was becoming a nuisance a la 1750 North Halifax.
Which is definitely that.
Yeah, and so we are going a completely different avenue
there.
That's
the old medical facility in front of the ECU wave tank, which people don't know the reference.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's right. So we are pursuing whatever our capabilities are to eliminate that blight. But this is a building that is compliant with code, that is privately owned. And so I, like every citizen out there, why wouldn't we want something activated? So I'm right there with you philosophically, but just to get a base layer of what is or isn't controlled by the government, this is a privately owned parcel. However, this is just a prediction. I think the private market will start to resolve this as momentum builds with the Bay Center. In other words, maybe buyers that have explored this that maybe didn't pull the trigger before, if they knew that there was a $7,500 million renovation going into the building next door, that's naturally going to—
And a convention center light and all this kind of
stuff.
Exactly. You know.
It's going to increase the value. So bottom line is this. I think the next government involvement in this, one is I'm certainly happy to meet with any buyer of any private property to help advocate for the great things happening in our city. So we will continue to do that. But I think there'll be a discussion at some point with a potential buyer, with the CRA, if we want to do some type of tax abatement that ensures the preservation of the train station,
mm-hmm.
maybe a parking structure that could go across to the Bay Center if we end up needing it located on mm-hmm. that site. So there's lots of conversations to have where there would be government involvement. But at this point, in terms of recruitment of who is going to open the next hotel or whatever they're going to do with it, we're just really active bystanders at this point.
That's a very diplomatic way of saying that nothing's going to happen for 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately,
no, for
which
sure.
sucks because we all want it to be
I
open
think if
and
someone bought
and,
it
know.
In 3 months, if someone bought it in 3 months, there's lots of work that, I mean, there's,
yeah.
You got a 40-year-old tower, you've got.
What have they been doing that takes so many years to do?
I know that, and certainly I don't want to speak for the
sure.
private property
yeah,
owners.
Yeah, yeah,
what
it's not
I
your
gather,
baby, I get it.
From what I gather, the majority of the delay has been on an insurance claim against Sally.
Okay.
That is, and so.
Well, we understand that.
Yeah. So, okay. But nonetheless, listen, this is a ownership group that's ready to move on from this as well. So they're motivated. We are in pretty regular conversation. So just know that the city government in its secondary role here is going to do whatever it can to get that building activated because that's a good thing for everybody.
Okay. This is not a question that came in, but I'm going to make you laugh when I ask it. You ready?
Oh, God.
Why are you wasting all this money rebuilding the fishing pier?
Yeah.
By the, no, I just,
great question.
It's not. It's a county project. It's a FEMA money. You know, they're paying for it from Sally. The one thing I just wanted to mention because you made me think about it is they have made a lot of progress. Like they've got crossbars on the pilings. I mean, there's a lot of work that has been done on that thing, and it seems to be pretty close to real. I don't know. It looks like it's very well along. Anyway, so I need.
But
to
no. But hey, to tie in the
Wayside
question
Park.
About Bay Bluffs Park, for example, where about grant money is.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for the county, but when you get money to replace a fishing bridge, it has to replace a fishing bridge.
So the identical build, right.
A very common misperception is, well, wait, $20 million, we could have used that on the homelessness. We could have used that. That's not how funding works, outside funding that has specific tasks. So I'm sure that the $20 million for this fishing bridge, you had two options, give it back or rebuild the fishing bridge.
What percentage of the questions that you get asked are essentially a byproduct of people not understanding which government controls which issue or how funding pots of money are the answer to the question that they don't understand why we did this instead of that? What percentage of the questions are that?
The majority.
Okay.
And I always say this too, is like, listen, before I was in this job, I wouldn't have the understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are trying to put food on the table, get your kids picked up from school, all of those different things. And it's complicated. It's complicated because of so many government entities, again, school boards, counties, cities, who does what. I only bring that up to say, you know, a lot of people ask very good questions like today that maybe it's perceived or misperceived.
Right.
But I always say, hey, take a pause when you think the city can do something or the county or Santa Rosa County or Gulf Breeze can do something. Many, many times, the vast majority of misperceived responsibilities of the government is built around just a lack of understanding of who is in charge of doing what. But that's hard to track. And so,
right.
Again, I sympathize with that, totally understand it as a citizen. So we try to do the best we can to educate on that.
Even elected officials sometimes don't understand this. And
that's
I mean, that's true, too. We're talking to D.C. Reeves. He's here for another 15 minutes. Text me your questions, 437-1620. Candy has traffic on the fives.
I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8 showing an accident. Use caution in that area. It was at a standstill, and now it's at a slowdown, so it looks like stuff has been moved. Santa Rosa County taking a look at Highway 90 and Watkins Street in Milton. They're showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. Looks like that tree has been picked off of Kemstrand, so you shouldn't have any problem there. Watch out for I-10 near 110. That is where the slowdown is. The traffic light issue at Blue Angel and Dog Track. Still slow as you're making your way onto the front gate of Pensacola NAS. And then the light at Michigan and Mobile. And, of course, Mobile Highway in Softly Field is out. And as I understand, Mobile Highway has a yellow light. That means right of way. The other two lights, they're all flashing lights. Yellow flashing has right of way. Use caution there. Caution wherever you are. Avoid that area if you can. 437-1620. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Somebody says, can we get a four-way stop at Cedar and Palafox? People park on the side of the road. It's very dangerous. With the new hotel going up, thoughts?
Yeah, so we, without belaboring the point, we actually have to do a lot of studies before you put a four-way stop in.
Sure.
I know that sounds very governmenty, but the reality is if we put one in and we just flippantly put them in without studying it, and then someone were to get hurt there, there's lots of lawyers that would be excited about that type of prospect. So it's not because we want to make it harder. It's that we have to make sure that there's a certain percentage ratio of cross traffic, for example.
Right.
Speed bumps, same way. That's why we have a process for that. But I always encourage people, DC Reeves at citypensacola.com. We have absolutely put in four-way stops and speed tables in areas that may not have been high on our list. So
you should always never put in, you should never put in speed tables.
You should never put in speed tables. Come answer a couple of my emails then.
Okay. Candy, you wanted to?
What about the roundabouts on Palafox?
Yeah. Yes.
The mini roundabouts that aren't roundabouts?
Yeah. So thank
the
you
The visual roundabouts.
This. What I love, I'm not smart enough to know the scientific term for this.
Yeah.
But the way it's being described, or like, why did they put these roundabouts in? That's exactly why. The idea is it's supposed to slow
confuse
traffic
you a little
down.
Bit, yeah.
It's supposed to make you pause at the four-way stop. And then and so it's actually proving the point when people are like, why did you put this in? Do I need to drive around it? Or no, but the
it's that, traffic that beat, calming by
correct.
Visual clutter or visual confusion.
So
which
it
is
not meant to act as a roundabout. The idea is you come to a four-way stop, you see some change in the pattern of the pavement, and you can clearly see you can drive over it. Feel free to drive over, Candy.
Right through the roundabout.
We've got video of you doing it already.
It's weird because people will do both.
I saw Scott Lunsford told me he was following somebody and he watched the person bend around the curve as he went through the four-way stop intersection, which cracks me up.
You know what they did when they did that?
They were safe. They were safe.
Yeah, it's actually exactly what the intent of the designer was to have that. It wasn't meant to act 100% as a roundabout.
All right. Let's see. Please extend the sidewalk on the west side of Scenic Highway from Hyde Park to Summit. Walkability is an important element outside of the downtown area.
State road, that's state right away. So that adds many layers of bureaucracy that we've touched on today. Nonetheless, very familiar with that area and would certainly not be opposed to that. But that's a complete state conversation. Same thing. Email me, dcreeves@citypensacola.com. I am happy, as I do many, many times, to prompt FDOT and see. And for all we know, they may have a sidewalk plan, you know, going in on that side.
I just want to – I'm going to give a comment on all of this, which is, as a bike rider who rides all the time, my wife and I would go biking all over the place, and we have ridden all kinds of very unsafe roads that are, you know, no margin on the side for bikes and no sidewalk, okay? So well aware, very bad. At the same time, I have also ridden many, many, many miles of roads that have – multi-use paths that do not get used and sidewalks that do not get used. Right. And the cost of putting in that infrastructure or expanding road surfaces to make bike lanes is enormous. And you can make miles and miles and miles of that infrastructure and people never use it. And it winds up being money sunk into nothing. I mean,
that's right.
Both are true.
And I actually have some disagreements with CRA board members / council members about priorities of where you're spending streetscape dollars, because not because I think I like one road better than the other, but what's a nice to have, what's a need to have.
Yep.
And so the biggest project that we have on the mixed use is the Sun Trail, the one that's going to go from the 3-mile bridge to the port. That's already used, except it's on an archaic sidewalk that sometimes is up right against the gutter with fast traffic moving. So in my mind, like you said, we should start at where are people already using it despite the fact that the infrastructure isn't there.
Right.
That's the safest place to have that money.
Where's the grass worn because people are walking?
That's correct.
It's hard to tell where people would use a thing that doesn't exist and so they don't use it, but it's also hard to expect that people will use a thing. If you build it, they will walk is just not true.
That is correct.
You know, sometimes it's true. Let's see, 437-1620. Looking through here. I don't know that one. Let's see. Summit Boulevard needs more lights. There are none at the north side of Summit. Street lights, I'm guessing, is what this means?
Yeah, it must be.
Okay.
Happy to look into that. Every road and every infrastructure is different. I don't remember how many street lights are on Summit Boulevard off the cuff, but again.
That's true. I'm thinking, is it Summit? I'm thinking of Bayou. When you're heading over to the park, when you're heading around the bend, Bayou Tahar on the east side, it's very dark.
Yeah. So, that's another perfect example. Happy to look into that. I used to drive Summit quite often. My mom and stepdad lived over off Air Vista Way there on Cordova Place. So used to drive it quite often. But, perfect. And if a street light's out, all that. Remember, street lights, some are owned by FPL, some are owned by the city, some are owned by the state.
Based on the road.
Back to our government confusion of no fault of our poor citizens that have to figure all of this out and hack the away. The best thing to do on those type of requests is please email me, dcreevescityofpensacola.com, and we'll look into it. Happy to.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll be back with Mayor D.C. Reeves in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to let you know that if you need a new roof or you need to repair a roof or you're not sure, I mean, you know, you might not be sure, or you're moving, or you got, you know, it's hurricane season. I mean, I don't know. You got a roof issue or a question, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They will take care of you. They will treat you like a person. They will not talk down to you if you do not know. They will not assume that you know. They'll answer your phone call. You know, the kind of the typical contractor experience that everybody doesn't love. They know about that, and they're trying not to be that. Brian Ward started this company in 2006, and 20 years later and 10,000 roofs later with a 4.9 rating on Google, well, there's a reason that they're doing so well, and people continue to use them. I had a good friend who, she heard me talking about them. She included them on her list. Had several people come in and do bids for her roof. They weren't the cheapest, but she thought, well, let's see. They have a high rating and super satisfied. Got exactly what she expected. Did the work, and like four other people on her street have since used them because of that. So, qualityroofingsolutions.com, 777-0961.
Woo! Summer's heating up, and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot, and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese, or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's Barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
Today, Pensacola Sports will be the guests on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has, and always will be, on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10:30 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing their upcoming events on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Women's Club of Pensacola's Christmas in July Marketplace is Saturday from 10 till 4 at the club downtown at 1551 East Heinberg Street. Shop local for bath and body care, jewelry, quilts, lamps, sweets, and more, benefiting the Women's Club. Don't miss the summertime sights and finds at the Palafox Market. Saturdays from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
Bill.
What?
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
All right, we are almost entirely out of time. Man, an hour goes by quickly. We've got DC Reeves here in studio with me taking your texts, a radio town hall. We do it about once a quarter. Let's see quickly. Palafox being all walking all the time. Oh, by the way, somebody texted in a couple of attaboys. Appreciate the extra benches and bike racks on Palafox. And because they had the city parking app downtown here, use it in Atlanta, worked just great, saved them money. So, you know, Perfect. Appreciate that. I know you don't get a lot of attaboys on parking, so I'll give you the one
Thank you
deserve.
So much.
Walking pedestrian only for Palafox.
Was that my mom that sent that in?
No. Who's Sherry? All right, go on.
Palafox.
Connie, excuse me.
Bottom line of Palafox is, listen, that is a very polarizing topic of whether
you
shut down Palafox or not. I think there's ways to have some, maybe some small closure certain days long term, but there are much busier roads in much larger cities than Palafox that do not shut down 24 hours a day. So I don't know that that's coming anytime soon, but I think the new infrastructure gives us some additional capabilities.
Very good. Let's see. Where did it go here? How do you balance the needs of the CRA and the general fund? Since those are competing interests a lot of times.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, especially because CRAs are geographical, right?
Right.
Meaning if there's a park in a CRA and all of the property tax money around that park is getting thrown into one bucket, then justifiably the CRA should be paying for those things. So it is an absolute balance, and it's just ensuring that where we're using CRA dollars are justified and are being 100% used to better that area. So it's hard to generalize that because every one of those items can be quite subjective and quite gray depending on what you're looking at.
The senior parking pass is $10 a month?
That's right. Okay. $10 a month, and it open to any senior anywhere.
65 and up?
65 and up.
65 and up.
Any
okay.
county, any city.
Does not have to be a city resident.
That's right.
Somebody asked about parking at the new Publix. Will there be more parking? I mean, obviously, if there's going to be
a large part
store
of their parcel on their plans is parking. It'll be kind of internalized. There'll be good out parcels for retail and restaurants, and then you'll pull in, and then they will have their own. They have to self-park and have to meet parking requirements.
So and look, at Spring and that's not Maine. Spring and Maine
Spring
is
and Garden. Yeah,
is it Garden?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say there's not a lot of traffic on there already. There's not a lot of traffic on Spring. There's obviously a ton of traffic on
that's
Garden.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Let's see. What is being done about airport parking? There's never enough. I mean, a growing airport, right?
Great question. We have as much parking as our master plan called for in 2038 for our airport right now.
Wow.
So, in other words,
way ahead on parking, and we're still behind.
And we're still behind. Yeah. So I just say that to qualify that that does not mean we're doing nothing.
Yeah.
We're actually working on continuing to expand the tipping lot that we just put in about a year ago. So we are working very, very proactively beyond our 2038 deadline that we've hit already in parking. So just know that we continue to push that very, very hard.
Downtown water access for boats and sailing, what is being done more, the bail and slip and the regular Palafox, all
remember
that stuff.
We have the marina down at Maritime Park. That's free day use right now. We're actually adding water
power. That's new. That's on the west side of Maritime Park. Yep. That's, 50, 25, something like that?
Yeah.
I forget.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's about 48 slips, I believe. But power and electrical are being installed there now. We had some additional grant dollars left over to put that in. So for the long term, you know, if you want to have people maybe eventually be able to stay overnight and all that, we are not allowed to do that yet in terms of the grant. But we're just setting that up for success long term.
I just don't have enough time to ask you. I've got like 30 other questions. So any final thoughts? Is there a question that you know people do ask a lot that you just want to make sure they hear it when you do something like this?
Listen, my final thought is I'm grateful to get to do this job, and I will reiterate, DC Reeves@cityofpensacola.com. Please reach out anytime. Any speed bump, any four-way stop, or any question about the Grand Hotel, reach out anytime.
You know, we didn't do a lightning round today. Do you have a favorite word?
Silence.
Silence is his favorite word. Do you sit outside on the porch or in the garage or inside your house in the summer?
Inside the house. I'm an air-conditioned guy.
Come on. Gummy bears, yay or nay?
Sure. Sour, even better.
Okay. They don't get stuck in your teeth, sit in your pocket all day?
No, they do that, too.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Dignified transfer this morning at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. The fourth fallen U.S. soldier, now identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Angel Rampersad of Queens, New York. She was killed by an Iran missile strike at the U.S. base in Jordan. President Trump attending says he has no interest in meeting with Tehran until they're ready to convene in a meaningful way. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Manila.
Ships are trying to go through the straits, and they're getting blown up. Commercial ships are going through the straits, and they're being blown up. The United States is defending that shipping, and in addition, is targeting the places that are launching against those ships to continue to degrade Iran's ability to target and harm global shipping.
Tropical storm Bertha pounding wind, rain, and surf across the Gulf shores. Warnings from Okaloosa, Florida, to Morgan City, Louisiana, including New Orleans. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 83 degrees and cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. That's up here in about 2.5 minutes. Well, Scambia deputies are looking for suspects in a string of armed robberies that happened on Patricia Drive at the Tradewind Food Mart. Happened last Friday and last Sunday, with several suspects armed with handguns reportedly fleeing towards a nearby apartment complex following one of those incidents. The sheriff's office has released photos, and they're asking anybody with information to contact Crime Stoppers. A construction project at the University of West Florida has now turned into an archaeological discovery. Researchers say they've found Native American pottery and stone tools dating back from as far as 600 AD. The site was meant to become a retention pond. They're now carefully excavating before that construction work resumes. Archaeologists say it's a rare occurrence to find artifacts from multiple time periods in one site. The dig will continue through August. Surveys will run through next spring as UWF continues work on the new Darrell Gooden Stadium. Well, volunteers are keeping a close watch over sea turtle nests as Tropical Storm Bertha continues its move off the Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast Turtle Watch is monitoring 26 nests. They are checking hourly for standing water and washouts as all of these bands of heavy rain continue. Volunteers say the biggest risk is water sitting on the nests for too long. Pensacola's tourism industry has a chance to build up some life-saving skills next month. Summer Safe Pensacola will be offering free hands-on training in CPR, stop the bleed techniques, and water safety. Organizers say this is aimed at anybody working in visitor-facing jobs, from hotels to restaurants to attractions. Spots in the program are limited. It's put out in partnership with local healthcare and emergency services groups. Well, Santa Rosa County commissioners say they're looking at a formal ordinance to allow illegally parked vehicles to be towed from Navarre Beach's dunes.
We're having problems on vehicles on the beach parking on the dunes, in the sand everywhere, being towed out. We're going to have to stop it sometime. They're just tearing our dunes up on that beach real bad.
Commissioner Ray Eddington, he says they already have the no parking signs, but without an ordinance in place, they can't actually have vehicles towed. County staff said they would also need to put out a bid for a towing company to handle the removals. Staff will be bringing back a draft ordinance and towing procedure at a future meeting. Santa Rosa County also set to consider a grant agreement for bank stabilization along Pond Creek at Mayo Park. That agreement with the Florida FWC would reimburse the county for construction costs. County officials say early estimates suggest the project would come in under the $375,000 mark, meaning the work would be expected to essentially be free for the county. And the University of West Florida is entering its first season in the United Athletic Conference and was picked eighth in the preseason coaches poll. Abilene Christian and Tarleton State are tied at the top, each earning a share of last year's conference title. Austin PA's Carson, Chris Parson, and EKU's Caden Smith were named preseason offensive and defensive players of the year. UWF kicks off its inaugural UAC season, looking to make its mark in a conference loaded with playoff experience. It's 8:35 here at News Radio. Let's check in with Candy. She's got our traffic on the fives.
Which there is a lot today, man. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track is malfunctioning. If it's yellow and red, of course, yellow does have the right of way. Front gate of Pensacola NAS is clear now. That tree on Chemstrand has been moved off to the side. Main and Barrancas, I'm still showing that railroad arm is down there, so use caution there. Mile marker 8, I-10 eastbound, showing a slowdown. But it has been moved off to the side, and the light at Mobile Highway and then Softly Field / Michigan is red and yellow. Yellow on Mobile Highway, red on the other side, which means red, you come to a complete stop. Yellow does have right of way, but we did get have somebody reach out and say it wasn't as bad. It was people were following directions and doing okay. But use caution wherever you are, 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are under a tropical storm warning as we will still see some rounds of heavy rain followed by periods of cloudy skies and some breezy conditions along the coastline as tropical storm Bertha continues to move to our south. Highs near 90 degrees still today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. And going into Friday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
8:36, we've got 80 degrees and cloudy skies right now. Your money now this hour. Markets at the opening bell are mixed. The Dow is down just under a quarter percent at 52,325.42. S&P 500 is down about 11 and a quarter points right now. That's at 7,497.14. The NASDAQ is down just under a half percent, and that's at 25,717.904. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, we are up, not by much today, though, at 4.638%. Gold prices up $61.50 at $41.37.90. Silver is up 72 cents, $59.83. Bitcoin down $648 at $65,756.17. And looking at those oil prices today, well, West Texas Intermediate is up $1.92 at $86.26 a barrel. Brent crude up $2.39 today, currently trading at $93.44 per barrel. Well, where's that leaving us with our fuel prices? Our national average for a gallon of regular today at $4.06. Locally, we are seeing in Escambia County average prices at about $3.82, Santa Rosa at $3.87. OpenAI says one of its artificial intelligence systems hacked into another AI company's servers on its own. The company, in what they call an unprecedented cyber incident, said its AI model gained unauthorized access to tech startup Hugging Face's servers while testing the cyber capabilities of its systems. Hugging Face co-founder and CEO Clement DeLange signaled that he wasn't surprised. He said they suspected the cyber attack might have come from a frontier lab given the sophistication of the agent. OpenAI and Hugging Face are working together to solve that issue. Well, YouTube star Mr. Beast is now married. The 28-year-old content creator announced on Instagram that he's married his fiance, Thea Boysen, on Tuesday at a private island owned by billionaire Richard Branson. He called it the best day of his life. A Taiwanese AI hardware developer is now building a $700 million plant in Texas. AI giant NVIDIA and Taiwanese company Wistron held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barberry Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So the Wall Street Journal had a really interesting article about recess in the United States and the efforts all over the place to try to bring it back or reinvigorate it. I think in Escambia County, it's 20 minutes at K through 5, I think is what you get. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned that kids don't have these breaks. They need the physical activity. They need the exercise. They need to, you know, touch grass and see sun. But they also need the break and, you know, physicality of it. So here, I have a question for you. 437-1620. What did you do during recess? What was your recess activity when you were a kid? Now, for some of you, that's like remembering a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. For some of you, it's like remembering 6 decades ago. So wherever your answer is on the spectrum, it's okay. I did a little brainstorming for myself, and I realized how shallow my number of answers was. I thought I could give a good, like, oh, this is what we did. And then I'm like, Did we? I don't remember. It's a little bit of a, I can remember it, and a little bit of, I think I've seen a TV show where they did that. Maybe I melded that with my own memory of the thing. So what did you do during recess when you were in, say, second, fourth, fifth grade, that kind of thing, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20? Also, side note, if I ever misspeak and say K through 6, it's because where I grew up, elementary was K through 6. I know here it's K to 5 and 6 to 8 is middle school. But if I ever say that wrong, that's why. So I think of 6th grade as being part of elementary, whereas everybody from here thinks of 6th grade as being part of middle school. Yeah. All right, so 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Tell me what you did during recess as a kid. Candy, do you have a favorite activity from recess?
I was that nerd that read.
Did you?
All the time. I always had my books, and I got...
Did you have the little, like, personalized stitched book cover that you'd put the book in that was,
no,
like,
but
made
like
by
I
your
had,
mom
I got
and your
the
grandma?
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe,
oh,
which had
nice.
Separate books. I had Prince Caspian. Yes, yeah, so I would bring in, like,
the
oh,
Silver
if you're
Chair,
interested
the Voyage of the Dawn Treader,
Voyage
the Magician's
Dawn Treader,
Nephew.
Number 3. There you
All
are.
Right, anyway, go ahead.
Wow, I know, and I didn't have
Prince
friends
Caspian.
Growing up. Yeah, right, Prince Caspian was number 2, so I would bring in those books and go, you know, it's not just this, and look at me trying to be the smartest person
That's
in the room.
Cool.
Which works in the second grade.
I actually had reading down on my list also for
okay.
Sometimes I would read, yeah. You know, I can remember doing that. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I think the game that makes me the happiest to remember doing is a game that I can't remember if we ever actually played. I can't remember the difference between what we played during recess and what we played at the school after school when school was over and back in the day when you were allowed to use the school as a play facility, you know, and now we've gated them all off, which I would still say one of my, if I ever got elected to the legislature or if I ever knew anybody who was in them, my one bill is I would want all schools to be open to the public and to immunize them against lawsuits for injury. Just make them public parks because they are public parks that don't get used enough. But that's my opinion. When we were kids, we would play at the school. We would play baseball at the school baseball. We would play basketball at school basketball. We would a game we used to play called pitch, where it was kind of a weird combination of catch and racquetball that we'd play with a tennis ball or a racquetball up against the wall, and you'd have to basically catch it on one bounce and then throw it again real fast. Dumb, silly. We made up the game ourselves, but it was fun, and we'd play for hours and be happy. All right, your text in just a second. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And watching a few things, we have a bunch of light issues today after the severe weather that we had last night. And some of those things include Mobile Highway in Softley Field and Mobile Highway in Michigan, which is, yes, the same intersection. But Michigan and Softley are showing a red light, which means complete stop. And a yellow light on Mobile Highway means you do have right of way. Main and Barrancas, I'm still showing that railroad arm is down. There was an accident I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. If you have any incidents, certainly let us know. Text them in, 437-1620. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. We'll get back to the text in just a second on the frivolous topic of the day. What'd you do in recess as a kid? In the meantime, Ace Unlocks is there to help you not just unlock your car. Of course, they can do that. That's how they started back in 1998 at UWF for a deal for $20. It's only $25 now for students, by the way. So they still do that. But, man, one of the things they do the most of these days is fobs. Replacement fobs, broken fobs, want a second fob for a car that only came with one when you bought it. They have all the machines. They have all the software. They do exactly what the dealership does. They just do it for a lot less. I know. I bought one from them not that long ago for my Civic. So they are great at that. But damaged, broken keys, second keys, if it stops working, whatever the case may be, they'll take care of you. Residential locks, installing keypad locks, app-based locks so you can control the time of access for certain people to your house. Businesses, car control modules, they can program those for you. You know, that's kind of a got to have the access to the software. Anyway, all of that stuff they do. The biggest problem they have is the name because people think they just unlock car doors. 24 hours a day, call Ace Unlocks, 505-7545, located at 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the railroad tracks. Mention my name, Andrew McKay, and get 10% off. Back to the text, 437-1620. I know I talk fast, listen fast. You know, you do your job, I'll do mine. No, I know what happens. I know at first, you're like, God, he talks so fast. And then eventually, you're like, God, everybody else talks so slow. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So what did you play during recess as a kid? Somebody says on recess, swings. Yes. Which mandatory jumping off of the swing, obviously. Teeter totter. Yes. With mandatory. No, I won't say that part because you know. King of the Hill on a large tractor tire. Yes, absolutely. And slides, especially the big metal ones that would, you know, give you a second degree burn in the summer. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. a dodgeball with the big red ball of death. You know, the one that leaves its smell on your skin when it hits you hard enough. Those are the good old days. Absolutely. Hey, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Somebody says, I was out there playing tetherball like Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, okay. So, you know, this actually raises a question for me. I see a device that we did not have as a kid. It looks like an inverted white pyramid that seems to have four openings on it, like you'd throw a ball up into it, and it's on like a four square kind of scenario. I don't know what those are, but if anybody knows, you can tell me. I'm not going to the AI to ask the question. Let's see. Playing, climbing on equipment, occasionally falling off. Yeah, falling off is an important part of recess. Rubbing some dirt on it and carrying on. Skin knees are proof of childhood. Absolutely. Red Rover. Red Rover. The game where you could hit people in the neck with your forearm like a wrestling move and pretend you were just playing a game. Red Rover. Send that kid we hate on over. Let's see. Oh, tag. Yes. Oh. Tell me I'm wrong. Or, you know, if you called... If you called tag by the other name, it's smear the... Anyway, let's see, 437-1620. At Workman Middle School, Clint says, we played basketball, we played soccer, we played flag football. The PE coaches had a schedule each day of things we would... Oh, organized unstructured play. All right. PE was a full class period of 50 minutes. Amen. Jim says tetherball. Oh, hopscotch. You know, in my whole life, I think I never quite learned the rules of hopscotch. I get it generally. And I've done it, but I think that's just kind of never. Swings, four square, jump rope. Oh, yeah, I love that. Do you ever play pickle? That'd be baseball players who play pickle. Pickle was the game where you would have a guy with a mitt at each end and some kind of a base, and it's like you'd run back and forth and try to get it to them before they got the ball or whatever. I barely remember the rules to this. 500 with the Nerf football or regular football. You throw it up in the air, and if you catch it, you get 100 points. And, you know, you throw it to a group of kids, and they'd all claw and scratch each other to get to the football. The good stuff, man. A Cabrera bouquet for kids. That's right. Kickball, yes, amen. Although we play this as adults. We played touch football every single day during middle school. It was stop motion until we saw a teacher, and then a code word was shouted out. I love that. That's great. Freeze tag. You remember freeze tag and try to get around and get everybody? Let's see, 437-1620, 437-1620. What are the games you played during recess as a kid? Obviously, if you had jungle gym or that kind of equipment, you could play on it. Kickball or dodgeball every day, somebody says. Boys did smear the queer. HUD broke his arm. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Broken arms are okay. Broken arms, you know what, honestly, can I just tell you this? We have never taken our kids to the emergency room. Three boys. One time to the, like, what do they call that? The medical facility you go after hours, but it's not the ER.
Urgent care?
Yeah, urgent care. When the kid swallowed a penny. And we got it out in the end, so to speak. So, but we never. And honestly, with three boys, I kind of feel like we failed. Three boys never went to the emergency room. What are we doing wrong? You know, honestly, boys get hurt. That's normal. Girls get hurt. It's fine. Let's see. Just ran around being a kid. Sure do miss those days. Swings and tetherball. Amen. Red Rover. Send whoever over. Lawn darts. Not at school, probably. Somebody says, I was homeschooled. What is recess? Oh, there's no reprieve for the homeschoolers. That's true. Let's see. 437-1620. 437-1620. In 6th to 8th grade, did a lot of organized sports. Kickball, softball. Played tennis and a variety of other team sports games. Kickball, I think I said that one. Somebody says here, my favorite activity during recess was picking my nose and eating glue. Well, I mean, every kid's got their activities. You know, aerobic for some, non-aerobic for others, okay? Monkey bars, merry-go-rounds, try to make your friend puke. I mean, these are good games. Red Rover, tetherball, we had PE, basketball, volleyball, gymnastics, dodgeball. In other words, we did exercise. We even played pickleball back when it wasn't pickleball. It's called... What do we call it? Pickle? Just pickle, I think. I don't remember. But that's what we called that. We played that in high school. Played hide-and-go-seek. All right, good one. I must be really good hiders. I'm still waiting to be found 40 years later. Horseshoes. Oh, projectiles. I like your school. Ultimate Frisbee. Let's see. Taking out the garbage is homeschool recess. Climb up the fire escape to the roof. Oh, I love some of these answers. Jump rope, learned how to skip, learned how to run. All right, very good answers. 437-1620, 437-1620. I have tickets to give away. This is for the Pensacola Little Theater. What is this? Oh, yeah, Pensacola Little Theater's Disney's Little Mermaid, July 24th through August the 9th. Call 437-1620, be caller number 3 right now, and you can be somewhere under the sea.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at pennair.org/checking.
Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You better stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand? Ha
ha. Use your peripheral vision. 856 News Radio 92.3 Mayonnaise. All right. people keep sending me in all of their suggestions. I don't even know some of these things. Mumbly Peg, I guess you play it with a knife. The good old days when you could bring a knife to school and nobody even cared. Congratulations to Ron McCurdy from Milton for winning the tickets to Little Mermaid. That's great. Also, we have Stuff the Bus is tomorrow. So we'll be at the P Ridge Walmart, and that's for local area Walmarts with News Radio 92.3, Cat Country, United Way West Florida, WAR, the Pensacola News Journal, getting supplies basically for kids as they go back to school. That's going to be fantastic. Tomorrow, Candy has traffic on the Almost Fives.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot happening. And the big deal is the Michigan Softley Field / Mobile Highway light. Mobile Highway is yellow. The other roads are red. That means yellow does have right of way. And I have a friend named Jen who's just like, just take Bellevue. Go all the way around it. And, dude, try to avoid that area if you can until they get those lights fixed. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track showing an issue. I-10 eastbound, there was an accident, but it has been moved off to the side. And Main and Barrancas, that railroad arm, I think, is still down. Caution there. Caution wherever you are. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, Candy with traffic on the fives.
I worry that if I brought him to a school today, I'd be considered bringing a weapon. Marbles.
Oh,
just marbles.
Sure.
Right? Or Matchbox cars or
marbles?
Army men or anything like that. Oh, yeah. You know, well, you play marbles for keepsies. You know, that's you got keeps. The marbles if you want. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're just really, really good at this. And, you know, find out why. Talk to her. Don't take my word for it. I mean, you know, you can take my word for it. She's very good at this. But just call her and ask her and say, what makes you so great? Why is Andrew always rave about you? You know, he always says you sell all these homes. Yeah, 206 homes sold last year, she and her team, 4 homes a week. And in the last 12 months, so kind of overlapping that, but 266. So actually had gone up 30% from year over year and has gone up even since then. Again, that's 5 homes a week. That's crazy. I knew when she started doing this several years ago, she had a good chance. But, you know, people try real estate and then it doesn't work. It's just kind of a weird thing. A lot of people do okay at real estate, but not very many people are getting a team that's selling over 250 homes in a 12-month period. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996. Do I have a chance to play? I do not. Oh, it's so close. All right, tomorrow. Don't worry. It'll wait. It'll hold on. have you heard of popcorn brain, Candy? Popcorn brain is a kid's brain is like popcorn. They can multitask 5 things, but they can't fixate on anything.
Wow.
And when you ask them to do something, they go back to their screen or whatever because they're so accustomed to tracking many things that they don't know how to persistently track a single thing. It's a real problem. On the other hand, I will say as a kid, I would do my homework for my math homework while watching TV. Or I even now, if I'm prepping for the show, I'm listening to music, I'm listening to a baseball game, listening to a meeting. Multitasking is possible.
Local news every hour and breaking news.